Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, everyone. It's Demi. We're unlocking a bonus episode because we're pretty busy getting our wedding together. But if you're on the Patreon, you will still be getting a premium episode this week that these mud people who don't give us money will not be getting. So sorry, but enjoy the episode. And patrons, look out for that. Look out for that bonus episode. Oh, everything's so hard. Okay. Love you. Bye. Here's the podcast. Bye. Bye. Oh, it's the Big Soft Titty Podcast. It's the Big Soft Titty Podcast.
Big Soft Titty
Podcast. Oh, it's the Big Soft Titty Podcast.
Big Soft Titty Podcast.
Okay. Oh no, we're recording, Demi. They actually called our vocal warm-ups. Just a zombie ready to burst out through the soil, being like, okay, what'll I go with? Which vowel am I gonna
Hello?
Yeah, finally, something a bit different.
Yeah.
Something to give them a bit of pizzazz before I start eating that brain. Because what I want my first bite to be is the memory of them being like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's one zombie in the grave next to you going, ah, and you're like, full, and then burst. 76 trombones in the counterpoint.
76 zombies in this graveyard. 75, I think you'll find now.
Wait.
Because I am clarifying, now this zombie's above ground.
I think you're still in the graveyard, even if you're not buried.
Okay,
stupid.
Well then, in that case...
Stupid! Dumb!
In that case, I guess, I don't know, another zombie has escaped the graveyard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And now there's only 75?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
You got it.
And is that what you meant the whole time?
That's actually what I meant the whole time.
Or are you correcting?
Are you
correcting?
No.
Because from the face, that looks like you're correcting, right? Yeah, that face. That
I'm not making any kind of face.
That face makes you seem dumb. dumb.
I'm actually correct. Oh. And so I don't need to correct myself because it started out that way. Welcome to BigSoftTitty.tiff, the premium Big Soft Titty experience. This podcast is coming to you from a zone where Demi was just upstairs before, ready to do her online therapist appointment, but obviously something's gone wrong.
She didn't call me.
Yeah, Demi has been left on read by her therapist.
Yeah, I got ghosted by my brain witch.
Yeah, and now we are doing a podcast instead, which I think will have
the opposite effect.
Well, you know, or let's flip the coin here.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's come down. It just says bad. Well, let me check the other side. And oh, also bad.
Also bad. No, it's just burned the word awful into my hand.
We got to get new coins.
We need to. This one from Barbossa's skeleton army is just not doing anything for me.
I am so sick of these same coins spilling out of the same chest. I want some doubloons. I'm sick of these pieces of eight. I think this whole pirate ship needs a bit of a zhuzh.
How would you spell zhuzh?
Z-H-U-Z-H, I think.
Oh, that's good. I was going to put a T in there.
Ooh, that's interesting.
T-J.
M-I-L-L-E-R.
Yes.
Great. And that's how you spell zhuzh.
Yeah.
T-J Miller.
Space. I-S space. B-A-D.
Yes. I really like the idea of a bunch of zombies walking together and one of the zombies, you know, they're all like, bah, bah. And then one of the zombies just has their hand like up a little bit higher. Is like, bah,
bah. And another one's got one blocking its ear and going, bah, bah.
The finger is broken off in its ear.
Yes. So it can use both. Conductor zombie maybe at the front. What about one twirling a baton, one of them?
Yeah.
But it spins their arm off and it takes off like a little helicopter.
Yeah, the zombie who's doing the worst is like holding its ear towards the other zombies in its hand. Like, wah, wah, wah.
That's what zombies sound like. You've been playing Last of Us 2.
Yeah, it's great. The zombies in that sound like this. Click, 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 click.
What would I love you do?
It's a good game. I'll say this for it. It's a wonderful gameplay experience to wish the character you were playing would stop doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
If there was a way to play The Last of Us 2 where there was a big button at the start of the game and it's like, okay, you can go ahead and indulge in the stealth-based and adventure role-playing and kind of a beautiful experience we set up for, or you can press this big button which has end cycle of violence on it and the game will delete itself from your hard drive.
There's a screen that comes up where it's like torture with a question mark, and there's one button that says no Ellie and one that says yes Ellie, and you slam the no Ellie button and Ellie comes out and says yes Ellie and slams her own yes button. And then she just
reaches around to the square.
Yeah. Like,
she touches the UI herself.
Back to being sad.
Uh-oh. Yeah, what a game. No spoilers, obviously. But I will say, I wasn't expecting for Joel to get invited to Super Smash Brothers All-Stars. That was a surprise.
That was a surprise. Mm.
And it's I'm so proud of him for getting in there. Finally, someone to crouch behind the waist-high objects that is Kirby.
Yes. You think Kirby is waist high?
Yeah. In my head, Kirby is waist high.
Really?
Yeah.
On a person?
Yeah, on a person.
No.
I think I'm going
on a Mario, I think. Not on a person.
So you think they're maybe knee high on a person?
Knee high on a frog.
Hmm.
Shaped person.
Dumbass.
I don't think Kirby's waist high unless he'd work in that mouth, you know?
Hmm.
Kirby sucked me off and now he's the shape of a gigantic mutt.
Kirby just sucked you in and took your power of having a huge big pussy.
Huge
and
vagina,
now
yeah.
Whenever he tries to walk, his feet just flail miserably at the ground because he's about 3 feet off it.
Yeah, and he's also like if the wind catches him, he parachutes off the edge of the platform on his own.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Kirby sucking you in and just immediately getting like the pixelation on his bottom parts, immediately getting a mosaic filter that you can hear as he walks. It's just like. Okay, guys, we need to delay the launch of Super Smash Brothers another 4 months because we can't work out how to remove the trail of slime that Kirby leaves after he's sucked in the. Can we just try and work out how to remove the Demi from the code?
And can we, like, sift the gravel out of the slime? What's going on?
You're scampering around the menu.
Yeah.
Hiding behind the multiplayer button. There!
I'm running around the code. I'm using all the zeros as hula hoops.
Yeah.
Twirling the ones like batons. Catch me, catch me.
Little nuisance.
Yeah.
That reminds me.
Zeros and ones ever fuck.
Yeah, they got to, right?
Yeah.
You put that many zeros and ones in one place and then you, I don't know, slide them into a PlayStation 4 so they're nice and dark and in the heat. They're going to be going at each other.
Here's a controversial opinion. The one is the girl.
Whoa.
Mm.
That's.
And the zero is a girl. Gay numbers.
Okay, so we need more women in tech. But, and this is a pro, binary code does pass the Bechdel test. There's one controversial reading that we have.
Oh.
I was thinking about...
Where's the non-binary code?
I was thinking about the video game The Matrix Online the other
day.
Great.
Don't tell me about it.
Here it comes. Ugh. I'm going to do it anyway because one thing that I'm interested in is...
Trains.
Okay, great. And now let's see if she can name another thing I'm interested in.
Trucks.
That's right. Okay, so far we got a transport motif around there, and there's another turret word. Go ahead and name a third thing I'm interested in, Demi.
Shirts about trucks.
And can she make it four?
Lipstick. Tom loves to wear lipstick. Remember at home together. Tom puts lipstick on as Susie gets in the house. Tom takes his coat off, and then he takes the lipstick off of the hook where he's about to put his coat, and he puts his home lipstick on.
Hey, Tom, are you ready to podcast? Oh, yeah, sure. Just let me remove my home lipstick and put on my podcasting lipstick.
And then Tom, sometimes when he's all full of food and feces, he has to put on his shitting beret.
Yeah. Well, I mean... Just, you know, without these practices, we're nothing better than animals.
Yeah, it's true.
But one thing I'm interested in that's separate to that, and let me just put on my sharing interest lipstick.
Okay.
Ooh, it's thick.
And my dick is covered in different colors. Tom's so rainbow
fun.
Party.
Yeah, it's so fun to think of someone doing a self-suck rainbow party. Oh, just man, being so like, you know what? I just, every day I get a new record of.
We have talked about this before.
As soon as the words left my lips, I was like, this is absolutely.
Yeah, we've done this.
This is one of those things where if you trained a bot on enough episodes of Big Soft Titty, it would hit it.
Yes.
So we've definitely done it.
Maybe, do you think leprechauns, their plan all along was to invent blowjob parties, and that's the only reason that they hide their pot of gold there so people would notice the rainbow? What about this, but on your penis?
What about, could you put some dye up your pussy so you could see how far the, I'm talking about periods, aren't I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you are. That's how we have them.
Imagine if I stick my dick in you and it comes out blue, like cerulean blue.
I wonder if that's ever happened.
I mean, probably. There's a whole heap of those things out there. One of them's got to be blue.
Yeah, well, I think probably. Well, the thing you're forgetting is that your ponk is a Bic pen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, only in, not in size.
No.
In size, it's much smaller. In size, it looks like someone was trying to make a diorama of a bank.
Yeah.
And that's also referencing the chain that I have to keep it attached to my balls.
Yeah, if somebody saw your dick away from your body and balls, they'd be like, oh, my God, that baby penis is so small. It is so small for a baby's penis.
Everyone watch out. I think there's a minuscule baby on the loose. Keep your eyes out for either that or a very embarrassed-looking baby. Oh my God.
It's good to say.
So the thing that I've been thinking about is
God, it's only been 11 minutes.
Yeah, imagine how much trauma you'd have had to talk about in your fucking therapy session.
I had so much to talk about.
You got so much.
It's so much stuff I needed to talk about.
You always have so much stuff, but somehow you keep generating more stuff. And it's like,
I'm not doing it.
The backlog of stuff. Why can't we just have a few weeks off?
I'm not generating the stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing coal in my trauma hole.
Yeah.
My pussy.
I need to get my dick in there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But can't even feel it.
What, the trauma hole?
No, the dick. Because it's just like, you're just sliding it around the sides. And it's like, it's not touching anything.
Yeah.
It's like if you shook my pussy, it'd sound like a spray paint can. Your dick's rattling
that's
around
it sounds
inside.
Like when I fuck you.
Yeah.
Click, 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 click. What happens is if I get you wet enough and then try and fuck you, it makes it sound like when you scrape a finger around the edge of a wine glass. Because I'm just hitting edge.
Yeah.
I'm too scared to go in the middle. What if I fall in?
You might fall in. You might fall in. It's dangerous. It's scary.
Ah. It's so dark in there.
It is. No windows.
We need to get some in. We need to fistula you.
Yeah, let's fistula?
Yeah, cannulated cow style.
I thought that's a different thing.
Yeah, it's like I think a cannula is. I mean, hell, I'm speaking by the seat of my pants here. But a fistula, basically, we need to put a hole in you to the outside.
Yeah, isn't there another name for that? It's like a blor.
Oh, and this is interesting. Let's see how she goes.
Blonky.
It's a blonky.
It's Dobrynki.
Wait, one wasn't of the things,
it stoma?
A stoma, that's right.
So what the fuck is a fistula?
A fistula is a fistulated cow is one of those cows with a hole in the side.
But that's a stoma.
But that's a fistula, Demi.
It's not. It's a stoma.
I think there can be multiple words for it. Maybe a stoma is a naturally occurring one.
Maybe.
Like that's where...
you were right about cobwebs.
I am still so happy about that.
Yeah, and we're having an argument about what spiderwebs and cobwebs have in different.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're just the same thing. Like, and then, but then Tom was being stupid about it though as well. Cause like you were like, a cobweb is an abandoned one. And I was like, I think that a spiderweb can still be a cobweb. And you said, and I was like, how do you know if it's abandoned or if the spider's just not in there? And you were like, the spider doesn't leave its web. And that is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. Cause they do.
The spiderweb is spider like a spider's home.
It's yeah, its home, and it can
and it's
go
also
out.
Its place of work.
It can go out.
Yeah, but it's like this. It's like here.
It can
it's
go
like,
out know,
if
and
we
eat.
Are, if we
it
are
can
gone,
go out and eat.
Yeah, like
it can go out and eat. It can go out and eat. It can go out and eat. It can go out and eat or find stuff.
Yeah, it can, but it will return.
Yeah, but I'm saying, how would you even know that it's an abandoned spider web?
Because
it's
no cause spider
it's
got, in there.
Because it's got smaller spider webs inside it. No one's been here in a long time.
Oh, man, let me blow the. Maybe, let me pick up this spider web and blow the dust off it.
Man, golden orb spider webs are. So cool.
So crazy.
They
hey?
Look so cool, especially when there's been like a light rain.
So one of the things.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. It's really cool when there's a light rain and I look at a spider web.
Thanks. I appreciate your support.
No worries.
Some worries.
Honestly, what with what with missing your therapy session and do a podcast?
Some
a lot
worries.
Of worries. A
lot of worries. They're building up.
There's
I'm about to burst. Where?
I feel.
Do you?
Actually, wait. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Famously. I'm just fucking trucking along wherever, doing whatever I'm doing.
I love this mouse pad so much.
It's got Morpheus from The Matrix on it. And that brings me back to what I was going to say, Demi.
Is it how you've positioned me facing away from the window so I wouldn't get distracted by the ibises?
It's a happy coincidence that I've put you looking at only me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do need to control... Stop looking around the house. No, don't. Don't look up.
Corner.
Look at me.
Dumb.
The thing I was going to say is I'm one of the things I'm interested, Demi. One of the things I'm interested in is how MMOs shut down because they're these places where, yes, a massively multiplayer online game for people who don't know, like World of Warcraft or in this case, The Matrix Online.
Yeah. Or half a cow.
Or more. Yeah. Half a cow.
More.
A cow trying out new material. Looking at its sketch pad, being like, oh, I don't know, I was trying something different. A cow in the field saying more and be like, all right, that's the last time I'll ever say that one.
I think it's got legs.
We all decided.
Moop. It's new, it's fresh.
Okay, let me try this new one. Centipede. All right, not much, but I think it's got legs.
I don't get it. Why would a cow say centipede?
Because it's got legs.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you.
Lots of stuff has legs, though.
Yeah, but that one has so many legs. I'm going to use that joke.
You're stupid.
I'm going to use it.
You're fucking dumb, dude.
When I finally go to an open mic and immediately catch COVID-19.
Yeah, I can't wait.
But the thing I'm interested in.
I got COVID-20.
Whoa, that's so cool.
It's a sequel.
And does that have any effects or?
It's only the cool ones. I wear my hat backwards now.
That's cool. Yeah, you put the ventilator on backwards. So they put it on the back of your head, just pump the fresh air.
I'm a COVID fountain now.
Oh, good. Yeah, just spraying it out into the... The thing I find interesting about like MMOs shutting down is that this place where people have like sunk mostly like months of their time. Like,
why are
real
they
world...
shutting down?
But well, eventually an... A game like that kind of reaches a point where it's not profitable and will just have to be ended, you know? So it will, and Demi's holding out her hand with a little basket on top of it. That's great, Demi.
Nah.
Yep.
Nah.
So this is like what happens when you want to interrupt me, but you don't have anything left to say, huh?
It's a little duck with a hat on.
It is.
You like that?
Yeah, it's really good.
That's the whole thing, the whole bit.
That's the... Well, it was great while it lasted.
I think it looks darling.
It looks wonderful. It's the darling little basket that you've been showing off on your Twitch stream.
It is a darling little basket. Emote coming soon. I don't know why it's taken them so long to approve it.
It takes a long time when you're just affiliate.
Oh, well, la-dee-da!
It's out of me spitting on you. The... Just picturing like a Twitch wags thing of people wandering up to you and be like, so his partner.
I'm telling people that my boyfriend made partner and they are just taking it completely the wrong way. I was talking to the other night and I was at the pub. I was wondering, I wanted to show like great appreciation for something. And I was like, what if Chef Kiss was like,
right to the back of the throat.
Whole hand in your mouth. And then, mwah.
I mean, it would definitely make kitchens a much less hygienic place to be.
Or more, you know?
Yeah, no. Famously, the mouth is...
the cleanest place on the body.
That's why we put food there.
Yeah, because it's hygienic. You don't want to eat food through something else like the, armpit?
No, the mouth is the cleanest place in the body, and that's why we put food in there.
Exactly.
Before transferring it to the tummy, if I remember my lessons correctly.
And then from the tummy, where does it go?
If I'm
you skip the whole ass esophagus, so
yeah, from the tummy it just goes straight out the butt.
Mm.
So it gets to like vacation in the tummy, and then it's like, okay,
that's why our dining table's in our bathroom.
Yes, indeed. Why, you know, why not cut it at the middleman?
Mm. Hmm? I have a friend who, you know her. She her throat got all crungled or whatever from something.
Oh.
So she had to get, instead of, she can't like swallow properly, like her esophagus doesn't work, so they just put like a drain in there.
Whoa.
So after she eats, she can't like, when I don't think she does many handstands, but she can't like bend over too much or like do a handstand because the food will just fall out of her esophagus and
wow.
her tummy. Isn't that crazy?
Start the whole process again.
It's just using like, she just uses gravity to digest.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
That is crazy. I think that I would like to keep my digestive tract kind of the way it is for the foreseeable future.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
Like to keep mine the same as well.
Yeah. But what I was thinking about is that the Matrix Online, which is a very, it ran for like years and years and years.
Really?
But the way that they ended it was on its final night, each player was given access to the most powerful moves in game, which led to huge graphical interface problems. And then... and this is like the way they ended this whole game that had gone on for years. Everyone died at the same time. And they were just like, so this character that you've invested so much time building up, you know, there are people who roleplay on this fucking server.
Oh, my God.
You know, there's no chance of it just being like, you know, a happy ending or like this fight will continue. Everyone just suddenly dies at the same time.
That's so brutal.
It's so good.
Did people spend a lot of money on that game?
I don't think so. I think some people did. Every MMO kind of comes with its collection of whales, which is people who dump like huge amounts of money into it. That's right.
Like a whale. Don't you think whales should scream instead of what they do?
Ah! but yeah, like a lot of the time what they will do to kind of send off these MMOs is just kill everyone at once.
Yeah.
Are you laughing at the fact that I just...
No, I'm laughing at, imagine if like a whale, when it breaches the surface, the hole goes like, and then goes back under.
Yeah. Me on my whale watching tour, I've got my little binoculars out. I'm turning to left and right as the guide says. Finally, just something crests the surface. Do not go in there.
Were you the person that tricked me into believing that whales can breathe underwater, but they're like snobs and they don't like to do it?
Yes.
Yeah, that was you.
Yeah, I said that they don't want to have their, I think that was on this week's free podcast.
I believed
or
it.
Or something. You what?
I believed you for a minute. And then
are
I
you serious?
And then I really, you were doing your joking face and I was like, just pretend that you never believed it.
Hey, you believed that whales can breathe underwater, but they hate the taste of
they
it, so they'd
it.
Rather drown.
Yes. I believe that they did choose to go up above the water, but then I stopped believing it because you were making a face.
Oh, man, we've got...
What?
We've got air down here, but the air just up above hits different.
It just hits different.
It's so nice, honestly. It's worth the walk.
You get to show off.
I mean swim.
I'm a whale. It's just...
That's why I get busted, finally destroyed by the orca that I've spent weeks infiltrating.
After you drilled a hole in your back.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah, every day I go up there and, you know, spray some more guts out my back.
Has any, like, group of people ever successfully unbeached a whale?
Huh. I think so.
Otherwise, because, why would they keep trying?
I mean, yeah, that is.
They're so big.
They're so fucking big.
How do they do it? Do they just, like, dig under the whale and put more water in there and then, like, slide it out?
Huh. Okay, so what the key is, dig a trench next to the whale.
I was right.
If you have the equipment. The trench can fill with water, which helps keep the whale wet. And then you wait for the tide. When the tide comes in, a whale should be able to slip back into the ocean if it's not too
suicidal.
Weak.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if it hasn't gotten attached to the wonders of the land. Or make sure to staff the whale wetting station with only the ugliest members of your group. As you, if the whale falls in love, it will try and stay there.
You can just scare it. It's like the hiccups. Get behind the whale and you're like, ah!
That's so dumb. Oh,
no, we're
shit.
Smart, actually.
Check this out. So this is a video I found of a whale getting
she's
saved.
She's in a fucking crane, huh?
Yeah, they've just got a fucking excavator with its big thing. Like, so they've lifted the whale up and it looks like they're trying to drag it into the water. It's so big.
It's so fucking big, dude. How did they get that shit under the whale?
I don't know. Maybe they got a big, strong guy to come over and lift it up.
He should have just put it in the fucking water then, shouldn't he? Idiot.
Comfortably lifts the whale up with one hand, holds it above his head as they slip the thing over and be like, all right, well, if that's all you need.
Did you see that fucking video of a guy? He's accidentally dropped his phone in a monkey cage at the zoo.
Mm.
And he's got a stick. And he's like, actually, I don't think it was a monkey cage.
Oh,
I think it was like
yes, I have seen it. But the guy jumps over the cage and gives him back the stick he drops it.
To get his phone.
Yeah.
It's good shit.
Great moment.
Guy's like, the fuck? So good. I like memes and videos.
I adore funny videos.
Yeah. They're fun to watch sometimes.
I've honestly been
feeling
a
blue.
Funny video fan for a while now. And yeah. I think I really like them.
Yeah. You ever seen those cat ones too? They're fucking funny, man. Cats
I've been
are crazy.
To get into the cat ones.
Cats are really crazy. They do some funny stuff on the videos.
Well, I haven't seen it, but I'd love to check it out.
You should watch them. They do some really funny stuff. The cats do.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I've actually really liked the sound of this.
You should check it out.
Yeah.
It's like there's a really mad one. He's like, ugh. That's what he's like. Ugh.
Do you remember when we were kids? When you and I were kids. Growing up together.
Yeah, growing up together on
the main streets of
the farm. The main streets of the farm, yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. When on TV, there would be shows that were just like the naughtiest ads.
Yeah. I remember those. It's like the early version of like Tosh 2.0 or whatever.
Yeah, but it was all like just some German ad for like a car.
Yeah.
But the ad was just like a woman with long blonde hair having an orgasm and then just a voice saying, Citroën.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
This is a guy giving a car a foot job and then like, Peugeot.
A guy, a German businessman calmly putting on his stockings and then using his stockinged feet to jerk off the gears.
Yeah, and then the car would fill with cum.
Yep.
And the guy would be drowned in the car.
Ford. I'm German.
I'm German, sacre bleu. This car is filling with the seed. I cannot breathe under here.
No.
I'm in a can, but the air outside is so much nicer.
I'm German.
Impossible. I die.
Yeah, it would suck. It would suck to be drowning like that in your car, especially in your good stockings.
Yeah, because he's like he's just experienced like La Petite Mort, and now he's doing actual Mort.
Yep. Oh man, this the prequel was so much better. Now I'm getting around to Le Grand Mort. I can safely say, keep it little.
Yeah.
Sometimes
stay
less
little,
is more.
Less is more.
Guys, this coming stuff was so good.
Coming
I thought
was way
that the
better
death
than
thing would be kind of like it, but
honestly,
ooh.
Yeah, I was like that. I mean, that one sounds like better than the little one.
Okay,
it sucks.
Obviously, we all thought we hear Le Petit Mort. You feel how good that is. Serve me up Le Grand Mort.
Yeah.
But now, fellas, trust me, spend less, get more. Stick with that little death.
This coffee smells really nice, the one that your mum sent us.
That's the coffee I made.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
it smells really nice. It tastes like coffee. It smells nice, though.
That's good.
It smells like kind of sweet.
My mum gave us worms.
Yeah, she gave us coffee as well.
Sounds like I am. Yeah, I know, but I just wanted to bring it up on the pod. And then I realized that it sounds like we are both scooting our butts along the carpet.
She gave us worms for me
ass.
To put in my plant pots.
Mm. And we ate them, and now we're scooting
along
the ground to scratch our butts. That's actually how we're recording. So if there's any audio issues with this, I'm sorry.
It's our assholes on the carpet.
Yeah. Feels so good.
You know, girl dogs get their periods.
What?
Did you know that?
I figured they did. Isn't that what? Wait, being on heat happens right after you get your period? Wait, no, before.
Yes.
That's what being on heat is for a girl dog, right?
I don't know, but sometimes they just like slap blood all over the tiles and shit.
Oh,
I've
help.
Seen it happen. It sucks.
Help, my girl dog just left a bloody pussy print on my bathroom floor.
Stop saying girl dog like you don't mean cat, all right?
Fuck.
Idiot. Anyway, cats get their periods.
Cats get their periods. Oh, man.
Dogs.
Every time I picture a dog with a period, I picture like one of those gray, what is it, staffies?
Yeah.
Just looking at you, be like, dripping.
That's happening. Doesn't know how to put it in a tampon.
No.
Can't reach it.
He's got the tampon in its mouth and it keeps trying to bend down and put it in, but it can't.
Can dogs can kind of lick their own butthole. Cats can.
Uh-oh.
Time for a cat scan.
Let's check out what's going on there.
Let's see whether this cat's got a pussy.
Cat scan. That's me doing the look that Cameron Diaz gets in The Mask, just up and down this sexy cat.
That's good.
Is it Cameron Diaz?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Genuinely terrified in that moment. No, I never want to get tweets.
I don't ever want anybody to tweet at me.
Sometimes people, here's something that started happening, Demi. People will contact me with things you need to fix.
What do you mean?
Like people will contact me being like, hey, Demi's Twitch stream is like suffering a few issues or like the green screen looks weird. And I'm like, listen, I
don't care.
I don't care. And C.
Yes.
And B doesn't
B
bear
is
talking
private.
About.
But C.
B is paywalled.
Yeah.
And C, I've tried fixing it and it hasn't worked.
Yeah.
So
leave me alone.
Yeah. But yeah, people will.
You can keep tweeting at Tom about me though if you want.
It's going to keep happening. People have realized that the most effective way to get to you is just message me.
Yes.
Which sucks.
Yes.
It's very bad.
Happened the other day when my stepdad died and you had to call me to tell me because I wasn't answering my phone.
Yep.
So everything has to come through Tom.
Yeah. I guess I get to decide what Demi feels every day. And it seems like I'm opting for pretty bad.
How many more deaths do you think you're going to have to inform me of?
Oh, listen, how many more we got? I reckon, if we're going for the full house, I reckon 5.
Yeah?
Yeah.
5 additional or 5 in total?
5. Oh, goodness. I was thinking maybe in total.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're at
2.
Nearly,
I think there's going to be 3.
4 years into a relationship. I don't know how fucking years work. I think we're like 3.5 years into a relationship.
They kind of come one after the other
you've
usually.
You've already done 2.
Yeah.
So you think only 3 more?
You're right. That's optimistic. Let's go 10.
10. Okay. How many deaths do you think I'm going to have to tell you about?
Honestly, probably none. Like even if you get called first or exclusively, I will be the one who has to check your phone.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's my take on it.
Okay.
You turd.
What's wrong?
What have
I done ever wrong?
Oh, nothing, baby. You're perfect. Hey, I've got some stuff here. Do you want to hear some more startup ideas bullshit?
Yeah, I'd love that.
Hell yeah. This is by user GraceTalks94. Why isn't there a restaurant for plus size women?
Excuse me?
Why? Most of these restaurants only go up to a size medium with their uniforms, cutting out a huge variety of body types. There are plenty of people out there who love a woman with some meat on her bones. These girls working in restaurants make some money and get loyal customers who come in just to see them. Why can't a plus size have that opportunity?
The fuck is a restaurant?
Kind of like Hooters, I believe.
Oh, titty bar.
Yeah. Why shouldn't plus slash curvy women get the opportunity to work in an open-minded environment catered to people that love their body and gas them up? I would absolutely love to make this happen. Have a safe place for all body types, having a fun, uplifting environment for women that love to show off their bodies. I know firsthand there is a huge market for curvy women. This strikes me as one of those things where, for example, it's like, you know what we need? Women should be able to join the army. And then, like, it's like,
and
nah,
kill any brown person they want.
Yeah.
To I be should, empowered.
Yeah, I should be able to have a job where I get looked at by creeps.
Yeah.
And good.
Great.
Good for you.
Yeah.
But I want to do it in a building,
sex
not
work,
in my house.
Listen, sex work is real work.
Yes.
And I think we all agree with that. Anyone listening to the podcast, if you don't, fuck off.
It's so much work. And also, like, the
it's
work
a lot
they have
of work.
Do, it's so much work. It's so much more than
yeah.
I do.
I mean, I don't.
Yeah, sorry, go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, no, I think we were talking about, well, I don't think it was on the podcast, but we were talking about how we, like, were reading this article that was, like, a woman, like, a cam girl being like, I can't just masturbate all day. It's causing me harm.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, my clit is ground down. She's like, maybe I didn't tell you about this.
No.
She's just like, it's starting to hurt. And I can't, I'm like making good money, but it's like
that's
COVID
so
is ruining my pussy.
I think there's got to be a good market if for like, you know, just faking it.
Yeah.
In terms of like even just, you know, fucking faking the contact, just putting a, setting up one of those fucking honey vibrators or whatever it is and just with a sound alert rather than the thing itself shaking. And
yeah.
So you're just in front of a camera going like, ah.
Oh, my God, ow.
Ow.
Is that what they say?
I'm getting fucked up. Ow.
Ow. I guess.
Oh, this freaking rules.
Ow.
Stone-faced.
Yay. Ow. Have someone with a drill just behind the camera, like, just making the sound effects for you.
But yeah, it's like, I don't know, now I'm thinking about like cam girls and sex workers and stuff. It's so interesting how,
for the first time in your life, I assume.
Yeah, it's actually really crazy for me to think about it. Even a naked boob. Whoa.
One.
Whoa. Whoa, now there's two.
Ah!
My brain couldn't work.
Stop,
so I just pictured the same boob twice.
Smack you on the dick with a wooden spoon.
Ah. Yeah, so much of it now is like promoting your shit and just constant tweeting these poor, like, I don't know. I just feel for anyone who's trapped in like an online hustle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so much of it is that.
Yeah, we're
it's
not.
Just constant promotion. I mean, we're not, you know, we have like a comfortable enough existence. We're not doing shit like, you know, tweeting self-promotional things. We're not trying to get people to subscribe to an OnlyFans.
Yeah,
we just
true.
Have content that we let out for free and then people can pay for.
This is
a boring thing.
OnlyFans like, isn't specifically sex stuff, is it? But a lot of people do use it for sex work.
It is, I would say, exclusively sex work.
Yeah, but some people, it's not. Like, it's not, it wasn't built for that, right?
Let me check. Because my, maybe not, but it was, OnlyFans is a content subscription service based in London. Content creators can earn money from users who subscribe to their content.
Yeah. So it's not specifically just for sex work, but that is a majority of what people use it for.
Yes. OnlyFans was launched in 2016 as a website for social media performers to allow their followers to subscribe for a monthly fee to see clips and photos.
Yeah.
So that sounds like, oh, yeah. And then someone else who, the owner of MyFreeCams, became a person of significant control.
Mm.
So it's one of those things that's like, yeah, sure, it's not explicitly pornographic, but also.
It's like,
What
50% more pornographic than Snapchat.
I mean, well, it's just like, who else uses this? Who else would use this to get, you know, clips and videos? Apparently, it has market with chefs, fitness enthusiasts, and musicians.
Yeah.
Which is nice. But it's definitely like.
Majority sex stuff. That's exactly what I'm saying, Tom.
Okay. But maybe it'd help if I said it as well.
The female experience.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, I feel for people who are doing that hustle and shit and also doing it from nothing, because that's the main thing that I see is like people without a following trying to create a following online, whereas you and I kind of have worked at comedy and shit and people kind of know us, you know, we're not like famous or anything, but we have people who like us and will pay for our stuff.
Yeah, it's always just a little bit like kind of saddening to see people, trying to work up from nothing, but it's like, oh man, I mean, you're not coming from a place, it's going to take so long until this pays off if it does at all.
You've got the hustle, but like you need to actually get good at it, and find something you love about it. That's what's always so fucking bumming. I watched a video.
Bumming.
It's always,
always bumming, so fucking bumming.
I watched a video the other day because it, and this is a huge fucking indictment of where my YouTube algorithm is.
You watched a fucking video, dude?
I was like, you know what? I was looking at a picture. Yeah. I was like, you know what's better than this?
Yeah.
A whole bunch of these things, one after the other, about 30 a second.
Let's slide these fucking peepers onto something that moves.
I was sitting at my desk in my study, moving a picture back and forth in front of my eyes, and I thought, wait a second.
There's a better way.
But I was watching a video which was, I mean, good God, it was called Tips for Streaming to Zero People. And it was like this thing that someone had made, and there's this entire other cottage industry among like Twitch and like content creation, which is people trying to help small content creators and streamers, like YouTubers and stuff. But at that point, the tips are stop, you know, stop, do something else, make other shit. Post that and please, like, you know, get good at shit. Learn the only piece of advice I'd give to someone trying to be creative right now is pirate the Adobe suite.
Yes.
Like genuinely learn how to pirate, grab that and learn it.
I don't think you should if you don't have like a proper following yet, you can't just go on Twitch. You can't just do it.
People build themselves up, but it's infinitesimal the chance.
Well, I know, but that like this is what I'm saying. Like, make videos and shit, and cut them together of you doing shit, and release them. And then once people like that, link it to your Twitch and shit, and start doing it when you have a following. You know,
yeah, it is. But yeah, like some of the tips were like, you know, why don't you do a just chatting stream? People like to join those and chat to the streamer.
Yeah, but can you imagine the horror if you joined a just chatting stream in the chat and you were the only one in there?
Yeah, it's brutal. It's this whole fucking universe. Anyway, this has gotten way too depressing.
Yeah.
Let's look at a dumb thing. Here we go.
This is another startup.
This is by user Apex Psycho.
Great. I can't wait to hear their ideas and contributions to the community.
Gaming apartment for rent?
Oh, cool.
I have two girls, 3 years and 3 months. So 3 years of noise and diapers and whatnot. I used to love gaming, and I still do, but with kids at home, it is next to impossible. That's where I got an idea. There have to be loads of other parents who would like to get a peaceful gaming night or two. Leaving family at home, renting a man cave. Man is capitalized there, which is very interesting.
A man cave.
Yeah. Renting a cave for a dude. Renting a big cave. Big network of caves with a sign outside that says no girls allowed. Renting a man cave with full proper gaming gear, VR, driving wheel, 3 monitors, etc. And just forget about family and all the worries for a day or two.
Jesus Christ.
So idea is to get a small studio, make a gaming room out of it, and rent it via Airbnb, Booking.com, birthday present coupons, great gift for a gamer SO, etc. The cost of studio and gaming gear could be around 80,000 euros in Lithuania. IMHO, it should be something like 70 euros a night, plus snacks and drinks provided by host.
Yes, and so what I mean by a great birthday present for an SO is like a man birthday or like Father's Day, you could get it for them, or maybe Boys Week, you know, you could get
looking to cheat on your gamer husband, you can shove him in the gamer hole for a few days until you're absolutely ground down by the big dick of your boss or whoever you're getting. Once you've got an... Once you've stored up enough euros to get your fucking limp dick husband out of the flat so your Pilates instructor can come over and hollow you out.
And now please, people, don't tweet at Tom about how he says Pilates.
The Comment on here is that would take you over 3 years/1,000 nights to recoup your initial cost of 80,000.
Please don't tweet at Tom about how he just said recoup in a crazy way.
And that's not accounting for the time it would take to clean and restock it. Yeah. So, yeah, that's another problem.
Yeah, it's the worst idea of all time.
It's insanely bad. It's also maybe the worst use of space.
Yeah.
And then to pin your hopes on an Airbnb, which is already a fucking volatile.
I think people would like to walk around a house full of jelly.
Yeah.
So I'd like to make a cold house that I could put jelly juice into and people could walk around in there.
I am Shrek in the movie Shrek Forever After. And I resent my children and my wife and want nothing more than to just go into a room with a big plastic driving wheel and pretend like I am 19 years old.
Fucking sucks. You're a bad dad.
It's, I mean, good for them. I get the want of having an escape. Did you ever used to go to, like, internet cafes?
No. Actually, I went a couple times to play, what was that for? Maybe it was it Dead or Alive? Maybe.
Dead or Alive is the fighting game. Left 4 Dead is the zombie game.
Yeah, but it was a zombie game, but I can't remember which one. It was fun.
Probably Left 4 Dead, the squad-based one. There's like 4 players.
Maybe.
The interesting thing about strategy in that game is that some of the players play the zombies, Demi, and so it's an adversarial but co-op game. But yeah, like, I used to go to LAN cafe, so
sleep,
I understand.
Sleep.
Oh, man. I wonder if you saying that.
You.
I wonder if you love me.
I do.
Let me check out the clues. But yeah, the very idea of pinning your hopes on this as a side hustle is huge. Just about to be divorced guy moments. Mm-hmm. Mm. You know when you turn up to your night at the gaming hole and you realize that the guy who owns the gaming hole has been sleeping in the gaming hole for your 2 days of, you know, fucking, I don't know, playing Gran Turismo on a steering wheel. He's just going to be wedged in a hole between the drywall and the foundation.
Oh, the cupboard's so spacious. I thought, why not just put a sleeping bag in here?
So we can hang like a much worse version of when your weed dealer wants to talk.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Banging on the wall and being like, could you game a bit more quietly? I'm talking to my divorce lawyer.
Yeah, and let me tell you, he's not saying anything good. It turns out that she has the right to assume ownership of this place, but she doesn't want it at all. She's good got point. A good nose for business.
Do you got one more for me?
Yeah, let's do one more. This one is an interesting one. Because it is laid out with much more line breaks. Every single line is on a new paragraph in this one.
Okay.
It is titled, Business Idea for the Gas Stations.
Uh-huh.
Hi, I'm sorry to bother you. I need your advice. New line. Yesterday, stupid event happened with me. Yesterday night, I drove to my wife's parents. Before I decided to go on the gas station, I stopped my car, pushed in the pistol, and went to pay. I paid. After that, I sat in my car and drove out. I forgot to get out the pistol back, and it's stayed in my tank. Mankind invented cars in early 20th of century. Why don't we have automatic gas stations? You came up to the gas station. You don't need to went out of your car, and you need to pay only from your phone. Robot on the gas station will be work automatically.
Mm-hmm.
I never ever seen this before.
Mm.
Is there automatic gas stations? I really know how to make it. Do I need to think about it? Or I have to get rid of these stupid thoughts. So this guy's.
Don't get rid of these stupid thoughts!
So this guy's startup idea.
Yeah.
Is what if. What if there was a robot?
Yeah.
That filled the car with gas and then took the gas thing out of the car and so you didn't embarrass yourself on the way to your wife's parents' place after stopping at the gas station.
I dragged whole gas station to parents' house.
Yep.
All was stuck together. So embarrassing for me.
Mother-in-law was so happy to see the petrol. I did not have heart to say, no, it's accident, it's accident. So now I have paid for a whole petrol for mother-in-law. Father-in-law loves the smell, but hates the taste of the petrol.
So, I mean, just take it out of the car when you're, like, just don't leave it in there, probably.
This is one of my favorite genres of ideas, which is instead of me
thinking,
not making a mistake and paying even a little bit of punishment, why don't I continue looking at my phone and a gas station can spend in the hundreds of thousands of dollars to install and maintain a robot. One of the classically non-vandalized things that has to withstand constant use.
Last night, embarrassing thing happened to me. I am making love on wife and leave penis in wife all day. Wife is drag around behind me. I am think, what if there is robot that removes wife from penis after love and coitus complete?
Yesterday, I made stupid mistake. I eating dinner with wife, but at end of dinner, I eat knife and fork as well. All day I walk around with knife and fork inside me, jingling, jangling, disrupting meeting. What if there was a way to make robots that cuts up my food and feed me?
What if?
And not feed me knife and fork.
What if? Can I hire wife to tell me dinner finish? Put down knife and fork and do not swallow. How many dollar do I pay wife?
Yesterday, embarrassing thing happened to me. I get out of bed, but realize forgot to walk out of bed. All day I am in bed.
Doing chore, washing car, still in bed.
Very wet bed. Perhaps there is robot.
Remove bed from under me. Move to other side of room so I know bed is finished.
I have seen magician take sheet off table. Perhaps robot could do same with bed.
I would love for a magician to come in every morning and like quickly slide the bed out from under us.
Yeah. Just slam onto the hard floor.
Yeah. Oh, I'm awake, I guess.
Oh, then I guess now the day has started.
Yeah. Stupid thing happened to me.
Stupid event happened
Stupid
to me.
Stupid event happened to me. Magician fucked my wife. Is there a robot to tell wife, don't fuck magician while I am out of house?
Yesterday, stupid event happened to me. Bit of backstory. I run a amusement park based on idea, what if dinosaurs come back to life? Silly me. I forget to have dinosaurs not kill people. Perhaps there is a robot that can say, do not open this park at regular intervals throughout day.
All day, I am opening park. Stupid thing. Wife-in-law, love park. Wife-in-law?
Wife-in-law, my husband's wife. Stupid event. Yesterday's stupid event happened with me.
Yeah, yesterday's stupid event do happen with me.
It's the new on a dark stormy night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday's stupid event happened with me.
Oh, it's just
perhaps
like
there is a robot to stop me from waking up turned into bug. A robot to take the apple from my father's hand before he hurls it.
I wake up with bug body. Forget to not have bug body. Walk around all day.
Yesterday, stupid event happened with me. My friend Chekhov put gun on wall. Silly me, I think this will not cause gun to go off later. I am happy to have gun on wall. Oh, my God. Perhaps there is robot to clear off wall. Just refusing to learn anything.
Oh, God. Perhaps there is robot, though.
Perhaps there is robot.
Perhaps there is. You know?
Yesterday, stupid event happened with me. I am in charge of the doors. of a large ancient city do not want to name as this is throwaway account. Some acquaintances of mine
as my girlfriend,
left outside.
Let's call her Troy. Checks my account.
Left outside a large horse. Material, yeah. Not important.
This guy wants to buy robots instead of just writing a poster that says "Don't be a dipshit." Fucking hell.
Don't do that then. Don't put the fucking thing. Every day people don't do that. You fucking dumbass.
Yesterday, stupid event happened with me. Bit of backstory. Wife die. Gift me puppy. Later in day, me have nice car. At gas station, oh Russian man God. Like car.
Perhaps there is robot to stop Russian man
liking car.
Perhaps there is a robot that can stand in front of the Russian man and block his sight.
Perhaps there is robot that can put blindfold on Russian man. Can't see nice car. Fucking hell. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
This has been BigSoftTitty.tiff.
Yeah, thanks so much
for being a patron. We love you. So don't let stupid thing happen with you.
Right? I want to keep going.
I know you do. I know you do, but we can't. We can't do it all day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.